Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are teams, though, that have money that could spend for running back.
Okay.
Bucks would be one. Oof. Texans would be one. What about the Lions? They've had running back issues.
He's a Michigan guy.
I am all for, not because I think it would be a smart move, but is there any chance at all that Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain are like, you know what, we like the culture here, and we think Le'Veon Bell will be just fine, and any of these other issues he had with his own teammates or anything, we feel with a fresh start and a new beginning, it's worth this. It's worth paying Le'Veon Bell a good chunk of money.
I say hell no to Le'Veon Bell. I want no part of Le'Veon Bell. A year ago today, the Colts lucked into Frank Reich. I think if the Texans outbid the Colts for Le'Veon Bell, they're bailing the Colts out into another lucky situation again. In the Loop with Landry Locker, John Lopez on Sports Radio 610. I don't know if there's smoke, fire, if a lot of people are just trying to forecast stuff that's going to happen because we are 30 days away from the start of NFL free agency. But for whatever reason, not just one, but many guys in the NFL media keep throwing out the Texans when it comes to the services of Le'Veon Bell, who's going to require the highest amount of money this offseason for a running back. Does he get as much money as Todd Gurley? That's to be determined. But I'm just telling you, John Lopez, as we sit right here, it is February 11th, 2019, free agency 30 days away. I want no part of Le'Veon Bell, and I hope for the sake of my sanity that Brian Gain doesn't make this decision.
Before I give you my thought on it, and I'm more pro Le'Veon, why? Why do you not want any part of Le'Veon Bell? Like, what do you know about him that would all of a sudden put an X on it?
I question the tread on the tires, and he's had many touches in his 5 years. He's touched the ball 1,541 times in five seasons. I question his desire to play the game of football because he stepped away from the game last year, and I would understand that if it had been a smart move to step away from the game, but I think financially what he did makes no sense. So I not only question his desire to play the actual game, I question his brains to actually sit out for an entire season. And when your teammates come out and criticize you, we know how rare that is in the NFL. I think that this is something that will make you raise your eyebrows. And when you factor in that it's the running back position where there are a lot of more affordable options, which I'll get to in just a second, I just say heck no to it. I think you could invest in cornerback. I think you could invest in offensive line. I think there are other glaring needs. I don't want Brian Gain in his first offseason with a stacked deck to throw his money at Le'Veon Bell, a guy with all these question marks.
Well, I mean, that's all fair, and that's fine that you have that. Le'Veon Bell has, let's see if I can, I've got this right. I think he's only had one 400-touch season in his career. Now, he's had a lot of touches, but 400 is that magic number. That's what got ultimately, well, everybody. Eric Dickerson, if you want to go back. Arian Foster, more recently with the Texans. Once you have two or three 400-touch seasons, it's a definite and very distinctive drop in production after that. He's only had one, all right? And he had a year off, and he's 26. So in terms of, like, the tread on the tires, while that's a valid point, for me it's not. For me, I've seen enough guys that have had this many touches still be productive, especially in their mid-20s. And the other thing is, I don't care whose money it is. I mean, it's like people talk about, you know, how much a player costs, as if it's their money. I'm not spending a damn nickel.
I like that mindset if you're talking about baseball where there's not a salary cap, but the reality is when you invest so much money to one position, it does impact the rest of the team. I'm not sitting here saying Jim Crane shouldn't go throw the bank at Bryce Harper because of his money. I don't care about his pocketbook, but in the NFL, where there is a salary cap, the money does matter because then all the money that you throw at Le'Veon Bell, and I've heard as much as like 35, 40 million guaranteed, all that money that you throw his way, it's impacting the assets and the resources that you can throw into the cornerback position or into the offensive line.
Right. No, I get that. I truly do, but they have the money. I mean, they can get Le'Veon Bell and still invest in whatever else they want to.
See, I also think on this roster, and you can say what you want about Lamar Miller. I think a lot of people have been displeased with Lamar Miller, but he was a Pro Bowl running back last year, and at times he was very, very effective in the run game. You also have Deontay Foreman, who he can be your, he can be the guy that the bruiser, maybe the short yardage back, hopefully. I think I would like to see the Texans get a change of pace back, mm-hmm. like a Tevin Coleman out of Atlanta. And Tevin Coleman's one of those guys that I think, unlike Le'Veon Bell, I think he's hungry to prove that he can do more, because in his time in Atlanta, he shared time with Freeman. But since 2016, among running backs, he ranked second in receiving touchdowns mm-hmm. and 16th in receiving yards. And we talk about Deshaun Watson maybe having a receiver out of the backfield, and that'll allow Bill O'Brien to open up his playbook. Nobody's better than Tevin Coleman when it comes to a receiving option out of the backfield. And oh, by the way, he's going to be much cheaper than Le'Veon Bell.
He's going to be much cheaper than Le'Veon Bell, but keep in mind, Le'Veon Bell has had two seasons of over 80 catches. In just 5 years. So, and he's had 40s and 50s in there somewhere as well. Look, it's not my money. I think the tread on the tires argument is not altogether accurate. I mean, it's accurate to a point, but it's not like they've just been running him into the ground, except for 1 year he had 400 touches, and that's the mark, you know, 400 touches. And he had a year off. It's not my money. And you've got an in with Pittsburgh. You've got JJ Watt was talking with his about his brother, telling him that, you know, this is like the Kardashians in there. Well, talk to your brother JJ and see what he really says about Le'Veon. Is he is he pouting, or did he just get bad advice?
Well, I mean, his teammates have already spoken on him. The whole thing. Like, you haven't heard Steelers come out and criticize Antonio Brown. You haven't heard them publicly do that, but you heard them consistently criticizing Le'Veon Bell. I think the answer to your question as to what kind of locker room guy Le'Veon Bell is, mm-hmm. is right there. And I don't know. Everyone keeps talking about this year off, and he's had a year off. I don't think that's a good thing.
Running back, it is, because at running back, it's the easiest position to master coming out of college, you know, because it's not like other, if you can block, you're good. If you can pass block, you're good. Because it's not a lot to learn. And he's rested. I'm sure he's not getting fat.
Well, you just mentioned that it's the easiest position to master out of college, and there's a lot of draft experts. We're going to have John Ledyard on at 11 on Wednesday. He's been studying the offensive tackle. So at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, we're going to give you offensive tackles that could be Texans next year. He says that this is the deepest running back class that they've had in a long time.
Yeah, that's fair.
And there's no Saquon Barkley. There's no Zeke Elliott, but there are guys that can make significant impacts in the mid to late rounds. And that's another reason. I mean, if you can get a guy in the second, third round, something like that. I know you like Travion Williams out of Texas A&M. He's ranked anywhere from 15 to 20 on the running backs. And this is a guy that led the SEC in rushing last year. He's Texas A&M's all-time leading rusher. When that guy's ranked 15th to 20th mm-hmm. on the running back list, that tells you right there that you can add a guy in this, and you're only going to be paying him less than $1 million a year instead of paying Le'Veon Bell that heavy bread.
There are a lot of backs coming out of college that I like. You and I watch a lot of college football, and I've gotten to see a bunch of guys. But as much as I like Travion Williams, I like a lot of backs coming out in college. I don't know what they're going to do in the NFL. I know what Le'Veon Bell can do in the NFL, and that's a big difference for me. He's a plug and play guy. He's a plug and play guy with the Texans. As soon as he comes back, whether he's a diva or you don't think there's some divas in the Texans locker room already? I mean, that's just something that happens in every locker room.
But I don't think you need to bring an outside guy. It's one thing to adjust to the actual divas that are already there. I don't bring in a guy like Le'Veon Bell. I really think the Texans, if they're going to overpay a position, I think it needs to be cornerback. I think cornerback needs to be a position that you overpay, because depending on who they decide between Kareem Jackson and the Honey Badger, mm-hmm. and it looks like they're tipping their hand on that a lot more than we thought. We'll get into that in about 15 minutes. Depending on that, I think that you need to add cornerback depth so you don't ask some of those two guys to do cornerback things and you can keep them at safety.
I think you can do both.
If you have to overpay a guy like Ronald Darby out of Philadelphia, who's coming off a torn ACL, 25 years old, that's something I would rather do than bring in a running back. Because at the end of the day, you saw what happened when Le'Veon Bell left Pittsburgh. I mean, I know that James Conner didn't do exactly the stuff that Le'Veon did, and he wore out at the end of the season, but he was a Pro Bowl running back and he was producing at a very high level. Right. Don't you think that kind of hurts him? And did you see Todd Gurley in the playoffs as well? Todd Gurley's the guy who they're saying Le'Veon's going to get that same type of contract. Todd Gurley kind of disappeared at the end of the season. Now, maybe
we don't know what the details
we don't know.
Are on that.
That's still getting weirder. I expected at this point to have at least heard that maybe he was getting a knee scope or something, but we still haven't heard that.
Right. No, we haven't. And I like I said, I just feel like Le'Veon Bell, I want that big three. I know how close this team can get if you help the offensive line and the cornerbacks. You can just plug in Le'Veon Bell.
And we'll see what happens. We're 30 days away from NFL free agency. It's about to be fun. By the way, did you see what's happening on the day free agency starts in the NFL as well?
What's that?
Kyler Murray's having his pro day.
Oh, I did see that.
So if you've ever wanted to, Gil Brand, I think, said this, if you've ever wanted to take a day off or just sit by the TV, I think if you just put NFL Network on, I think it's probably going to be one of the most entertaining days in the history of the entire NFL offseason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.